Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again, Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with this beautiful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. Today's topic is about Zakat and Fitra. Aqaidu Alam Nuri Majassam Shahe Adam Bani Adam. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the foundation of Islam is on five things. Number one is to bear evidence that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Number two, to establish salat. And number three is to pay zakat. And number four is to perform hajj. And number five is to fast in the month of Ramadan. So this hadith mubarakah makes it very clear that zakat is a fundamental pillar of our religion, the deen of Islam. We can understand the importance of zakat from this fact that in Quran Kareem, namaz and zakat are mentioned together 32 times. Zakat is fard. It is an obligatory act. It is proven from Quran and Sunnah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, establish salah and pay zakat. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, writes in his Tafsir Khazainul Irfan under this ayat that in this ayat there is mention made of obligation of namaz and zakat. So salat and zakat are obligated. Also mentioned in Quran Kareem, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. That, O beloved, take sadaqah from their wealth by which you do their cleansing and purify them. So the word sadaqah that is meant here, it means zakat. Aqaid alam noor mujassam shah adam o bani adam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Yemen, so he instructed him that tell the people that Allah Azza wa Jal has made zakat fard, obligatory in their wealth. So the 2.5% which is zakat should be taken from the wealthy people and given to the poor people. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apparently migrated from this world, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Khalifa, and some tribes of Arabia, they became apostates. They left Islam and they went back to their previous religions. So Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, how would you deal with these people? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I am appointed to fight with people until or unless they say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, so they will save their lives from me. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, by Allah, I will fight with that person who will differentiate between salat and zakat. In other words, he would believe that namaz is farz and zakat is not farz. And zakat is haqq of wealth, of maal. And by Allah, if they did not give one string, one rope, which is necessary for them to give, to pay, which they used to give in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will fight with them. So Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, by Allah, I saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the chest of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at that time, I also recognized that that was the truth, that was the haqq. So ulama ikram have explained that when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his intention to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time he did not know that they have refused the fardiyat, the obligation of zakat. He thought maybe they just refused to pay zakat. Not paying zakat is a sin. So because they committed a sin, so we would not declare war with them. But in actual fact, they denied the obligation of payment of zakat. And then after, when Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained him, he understood, and then he said, the decision which Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took is haqq, is truth. Zakat became farz in the second Hijri before the fasting became fard. For zakat to be fard and an obligation is proven from Quran-i-Majeed. And a person who would deny that, He is out of the fold of Islam. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, keep in mind that zakat is a cause or a reason to complete iman. As Aqaid Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, completion of your iman is this, that you should pay zakat of your wealth. And at one place, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who believes in Allah and His Rasul, it is necessary upon him to pay zakat. Person who pays zakat, the rain of mercy of Allah showers upon him. As it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, and my mercy is covering everything. So soon I will write ni'mats for those people who fear and they pay zakat. Also, when you pay zakat, you attain taqwa. You become pious. One of the qualities of muttaqeen mentioned in Quran Kareem is wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. And they give in our path from the sustenance which we have provided them. So you pay zakat from your maal which Allah has provided, 2.5%. And this becomes the sifat of muttaqeen. So people who pay zakat, they are included amongst muttaqeen. Person who pays zakat, he is included amongst the successful people. As it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, there are many qualities that are mentioned. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. So believers have become successful. Those who are humble in their salat, those who refrain from useless things, and those who are active in paying zakat, those who are practically do this work, that they pay zakat. So this is the sign of successful people. So people who pay zakat, they are indeed successful Muslims. And when you pay zakat, you are included amongst the good people, and you are included amongst those who build masajid and who enliven the masajid and whose iman is guaranteed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, only those build the masajid of Allah, enliven the masajid of Allah, who believe in Allah and on the day of judgment, and they establish salat and they pay zakat. And also when you pay zakat, the poor Islamic brothers, their needs are fulfilled, and you cause happiness to enter in their hearts, and that is a great neki, that's a great good deed. Keep in mind that zakat purifies your wealth. As Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala reports that Shahnshah Madina qarar qalb o sina sahib e muattar pasina ba'ith e nuzul e sakina sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Pay zakat of your wealth, because it will purify you, it will make you clean. And when you pay zakat, you are cleared up from many bad qualities, from many bad attributes. For example, greed and stinginess. If you pay zakat, you will be free from these diseases. These are the diseases of the heart, and they're very dangerous. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, even though apparently when you pay zakat, your wealth decreases, but in reality, your wealth increases. Like the example of a tree, when you cut the branches and it looks like the size of tree is reduced, but eventually it helps the tree to grow even stronger and have more branches and flowers and fruit. Mufassir Shahir Hakimul Ummat Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says that the person who pays zakat, his wealth keeps on increasing, and this is the experience. Indeed, those who pay zakat, they will bear evidence that their wealth increases after they pay their zakat regularly. And when you pay zakat, you are protected from evils, from shar. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who paid zakat of his wealth, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him far away from evils, from shar. And when you pay zakat of your wealth, your wealth is protected. And this is a natural way of protection of your wealth. As Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, pay zakat of your wealth and keep them in strong forts, and treat your ill people through charity. So in other words, if you give charity, for example, somebody is ill in your family, yes, you should do other treatments, medical treatments, ruhani treatments, but together with that, give charity as well. So according to Hadith Mubarakah, this helps. And when you pay zakat of your wealth, then your wealth is put in strong forts, in strong safes. Otherwise, we see people, robberies, theft, sickness, court cases, their wealth goes very easily. When you talk to them, when you advise them, you realize that they are not paying their zakat properly, or they're not doing their calculation of zakat properly. Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills the needs of those who pay zakat, as it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, person who fulfills the need of someone or any other bondsman of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills his needs in the affairs of deen and dunya. So by paying 2.5% of your wealth, if you are sahib nisab, you are helping people, you are fulfilling their needs, you are making life easy for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your life easy in the affairs, in the matters of dunya, and in the matters of deen and akhirah. When you pay zakat, you get du'as. People make du'a for you, and du'a helps you. Aqaidu alam, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the help and the rizq of Allah reaches you through the barakah of the weak people and through their du'as. So weak people, poor people, when you give them charity, you pay your zakat, you make life easy for them, and they make du'a for you, they are happy what you have done for them, and then you get the madad of Allah, you get the help of Allah, and your risk increases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, you know that there are a lot of serious warnings for those people who do not pay zakat. When people do not pay zakat, stinginess increases in them, and this is a very bad quality. And person cannot leave this quality if he is in habit of not giving charity, not paying zakat. Aqaidu alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that generosity is a tree in the Jannat. A person who became generous, he is holding a branch of that tree, and that branch will not leave him till it takes him to Jannat. Subhanallah. And stinginess, bukhl, is a tree in the hellfire. Person who became stingy, he's holding the branch of that tree, and that branch will not leave him till it will cause him to enter the hellfire. How bad it is for people who do not pay zakat. Also, keep in mind that for not paying zakat is a cause for destruction of your wealth. Aqaidu alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that in the dry land or in the waters, all the wealth that is wasted because of not paying zakat. So whether it is wasted by fire, it's wasted by other natural disasters or earthquakes or droughts, no rain coming, it's all because people do not pay zakat. This is in Hadith Mubarakah. And at one place, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, any wealth in which the zakat is mixed, that amount of zakat will destroy that wealth. So that 2.5% which belongs to others, if you do not pay that, then your other wealth would be destroyed. So you want your wealth to be protected, you want your wealth to grow, you want your wealth to increase, make sure that you pay zakat and do proper calculation. When people do not pay zakat, they face collective losses. As Aqaid Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a nation does not pay zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them involved, or they are captured by droughts. So that's a collective loss, then the whole nation suffers. Everybody feels the pain of that condition. Because when drought comes and there's no food and there's no fruits and there's no vegetables and the animals are dying, then it affects everyone. So the cause, it's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, that when people do not pay zakat. So we make sure that we pay zakat of our wealth. And person who does not pay zakat, he is cursed. As Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed that person who does not pay zakat. So this is very serious warning and very dangerous, that Aqaid Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who loves us so much, is rahmatul lil alameen, but he is so angry with that person who does not pay zakat that he curses that person. Aqaid Alam Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a person whom Allah has given wealth and he does not pay zakat of that wealth, so on the day of judgment, that zakat amount will be changed into a bold snake, which will have two signs on the head. And that snake will be made like a shekel and put around his neck. And that snake will bite the sides of his mouth this way and that way, and his jaws. And he will say, I am your wealth. I am your treasure. So this is very serious warning. And after hearing this, one should shiver with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and make sure that you pay zakat. And if you have not paid zakat for the previous years, do proper calculation of the previous years and pay zakat of all the years that you have not paid zakat. At one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, person who does not pay zakat on the day of judgment, he will be in hellfire. And at another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that three people will be put into hell first. And one amongst them is that rich person, that affluent, wealthy person who does not pay the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his wealth. And there are many people who are neglectful about paying zakat. They're enjoying the wealth of the dunya. Their businesses are booming. They're making money. Their wealth is growing. But they have forgotten to pay the zakat. And it's very bad, and it's very dangerous, and it's very alarming that on the day of judgment, these people would be in serious trouble. At the end of this discourse, we'll talk a little bit about Sadaqah Fitr. Sadaqah Fitr is that which we give at Subh Sadiq of Eid al-Fitr, or before that, in the month of Ramadan. That's called Sadaqah Fitr. Khalil Millat, Hazrat Allama Mufti Muhammad Khalil Khan Barkati, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he writes that Sadqa Fitr, in fact, is the Sadqa of the fasts of month of Ramadan. So, whatever shortcoming was in the fasts or any useless activities that we indulged in, so our fast can become pure from that. And at the same time, it is a help for the poor people, so they can buy things for the great day of Eid, and they can also be part and parcel of this global celebration and festivity that all Muslims are enjoying. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that because of paying sadqa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify your rich people, and your poor people will gain from it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more increase. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there are three virtues in paying Sadaqatul Fitr. Number one is that the acceptance of your fast, and number two is ease at the time of death, like in Sakrat. The Sakrat of mouth will become easy. And number three is Nijat, salvation from Azab-e Qabr. So, those upon whom Zakat is farz and wajib, make sure you pay your Zakat. And upon whom Sadqa Fitr is wajib, make sure that you pay Sadqa Fitr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon these beautiful ahkam of our Sharia. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.